for details.
The 6th of May is upon us, end of the first, not really full week, although a lot of people think Sunday is the end of the week and Monday begins the week. That's always what I thought when I was a kid. Do you think that same way, that Monday was the first day of the week, even though the calendar shows Sunday as the first day of the week? Whatever, it's the first moment of another hour of the Doug Seffin Good Day program. And you know what today reminds me of? The good old days. When it was Doug Steffen all by himself with nobody else. It's been a long time since the Doug Steffen Good Day program was just the Doug Steffen Good Day program. But I have no one other than the lovely and talented Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, to fall back on today. Jennifer's in Hawaii and has a technical problem. Roberta doesn't join me for later on. Yeah, this is going to be refreshing because just you and me. 800-510-8255. We got all kinds of things going on. But she's not here. I can have nobody's here to tell me what to do. Woohoo! Really, kind of little giddy, little childish. I'll tell you one thing. There are so many different angles to this Osama bin Laden thing and the president and who did what. It is not going to come at the expense of Mother's Day, however. Much of this program today will be devoted to you if you are a mom and the things that are important for mothers to be considering. One of the things that has come out this week, the children of bin Laden and the relationship that bin Laden had with his wives and them being the mother of, and I know you'll think this may be strange and maybe you don't think it's strange. Mother's Day isn't just for mothers in America, although it's sort of a uniquely American holiday. It is celebrated around the world in different ways. And so I thought it was interesting, and maybe you'll find this of value, to consider what Osama bin Laden told his wives about what to do should anything ever happen to him. Because the final message, if you will, for the 24 children that he fathered, written in his will, which was written after September 11th. In the will, Osama bin Laden apologizes to his children for neglecting them. He tells his children not to join al-Qaeda and ordered his wives not to remarry. This is fascinating stuff. I bet you haven't heard anybody else discuss this, have you? Anybody else talking about the will in which he tells his offspring not to join al-Qaeda and says to his wives, don't you remarry. Your job is to take care of these children. Or your jobs, because there were four wives, I believe. To my children, I apologize for giving you so little of my time because I was responding to the need for jihad. Now, whether Snope says this is real or not, I don't really care. I find it interesting. This four-page document has been published this week in a Kuwaiti newspaper. And he spends a good deal of time in the document justifying his efforts to destroy America and Israel. In the will, there's no mention of possessions. He had an $18 million fortune, according to much of what is rumored, from his father, who was a big construction guy in Saudi Arabia. So the instructions to his children not to join or fight in jihad causes cites a precedent from the Islamic texts. Those of you who hate Muslims and those of you who think that the Quran is all evil, I'm not a Quranian expert, but I know I've been told by people that I believe and trust that there are a lot of good things to be interpreted, as there are in our Bible, confusing and conflicting things, or in your Bible, if you don't believe in the, maybe you don't believe in the Old, in the New Testament, whatever. You know as well as I do, money, the thing, this thing about we take the exact interpretation of the words and have them, you know, be the guidance for our lives. All this stuff is open to interpretation because it's all interpretation anyway. Whether it's the Bible, whether it's the Quran, whatever the religion, the things that are written are all translated and interpreted and have been heard from people, passed down for centuries and centuries. But anyway, in this Islamic text, Omar bin Khattab, the successor to the Prophet Muhammad, left written instructions to his son not to wage any holy wars, engage in holy wars. Bin Laden's wives ordered not to find new husbands, focus on the raising of the children. He writes in the will, don't consider marrying again, devote yourselves to your children and guide them to the right path. The right path is not jihad. Document signed your brother, Abu Abdullah Osama Mohammed bin Laden. Newspapers say the will is dated December 2001. Up until that date, intelligence had been picking up radio transmissions from bin Laden in the cave complex on the Pakistani border, where he had been hiding. Washington Post reports that a version of the will signed back in 2002 circulated in Arab countries. Statement from Al-Qaeda claims the document is a fake. What else are they going to say? They don't want Osama bin Laden to say that the rest of their efforts are in vain. So, what do you think? 800-510-8255. We have hashed to death the discussion of what the Pakistanis have said, what the Afghanistanis have said, what the people around the country, the Palestinian Authority, getting rid of bin Laden is good for the cause of peace worldwide, but what counts is to overcome the discourse and the methods, the violent methods that were created and encouraged by bin Laden. This is a guy that speaks for the Palestinian Authority said that. Michael Bloomberg says the killing of bin Laden does not lessen the suffering of New Yorkers and Americans. No, it doesn't. British Prime Minister Cameron said Osama bin Laden was responsible for the worst terrorist atrocities the world has ever seen. And it is good that he has been put out, as it were. He's dead. It brings great relief to people across the world. The Indian minister said, we take note that with grave concern that part of the statement in which the president, Mr. Obama, said that the firefight in which bin Laden was killed took place in a city deep inside Pakistan. See, that's what they're concerned about. They're concerned about the Indians and the Pakistanis. They don't trust each other. It's more of that stuff. Anyway, I'm interested in closure on this. How about you? 800-510-8255. In a moment, we have a controversy that started. As you know, this whole business has sort of bled over, if you'll pardon the use of that expression, into sports talk radio circles as well. One of the things that became a controversy this week was a statement by a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers named Rashad Mendenhall, who found himself in the spotlight after posting on Twitter, what kind of person celebrates death? This after the Sunday night announcements, the Phillies-Mets game, when after the announcement was made on the speaker, the stands erupted in celebration, and there were celebrations everywhere. So there was somebody, I looked at some of this stuff on Twitter. Mendenhall was called stupid for posting what he did on Twitter. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. What kind of person celebrates death? Pretty good question, right? If you celebrated this, what kind of person are you? Question to ask reflectively. If you want to talk about it, we got a few minutes here. 16 after on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we have the president today meeting privately with the SEAL team. How's that going to happen? Unless they come in underneath the building or something. Why is he doing that? We want to keep these people secret, their identity secret, don't we? B listens in Hawaii to Good Day. Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Aloha, Mr. Stephan.
Aloha to you, ma'am. Thank you for the call.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to go back to the Pakistanis because I think that their response is so sophomoreish.
That's
you know?
Yeah, they have blood on their hands. It's interesting. Christian,
well, you know,
and so
let's leave the minimal amount of people there. I disagree. Let's pull out.
Pull out of Pakistan?
I'm sorry?
Pull out of Pakistan?
Yeah, you know, let's pull out. They don't want us there. They didn't cooperate with us. Apparently, you know, my assumption, which, you know, that makes me, you know, assume
well,
things.
Well, the business about being there, we are there in some regard to help them train their troops, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have a presence. I don't think we have a base there. We only are there, and we give them about $1.3 billion a year in aid. Is that what you want? You want all that to evaporate? Is that what you're suggesting?
Sure. It doesn't seem like they're cooperative. If they're saying that, well, they wanted, you know, this individual eluded us for 10 years. He admitted to the crime, eluded us for 10 years. And this particular government is saying, you didn't let us know and everything. Like, so somebody could talk him away?
Yeah, right. That's it. They're not to be trusted. And as I started to say, Christiane Amanpour told Bill Maher back in 2008, she had a source that said that he was in a Pakistani compound. 21 after.
spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
.com.
How many of you are fans of American cars versus the European cars? The new Tata. You know, since we got off on that last week, everybody's talking about the Tata.
Everybody's talking Tata.
The Tata.
I think half of it's the name.
No, really, Roberta? Did they?
That's why you are the media expert you are.
When are you scheduled to go get your hair highlighted again?
Sometimes my brain gets real starved.
Having fun with Doug Stephens. Good day.
This is a crazy story. In Pennsylvania, I don't know if you heard about this, a 13-year-old boy was forced to help his mother give birth to his sister. Yeah. Yeah, when asked to comment, the boy said, well, I'm gay now. A lot of speculation about Sarah Palin's future. People are wondering what she's going to do. Well, yeah, last night, Sarah Palin denied rumors that she's getting ready to run for president in 2012. Yeah. Palin said, that's a long time away. I'll be a great grandmother by then.
This guy's mother-in-law comes to live with him. And she's been living there for about a week, and he comes home one day, she's laid on the floor, and he calls 911, and the ambulance comes and gets her, and they take her to the hospital, and he's out in the waiting room, and the doctor comes out after a while, and the doctor said, well, I got some good news and some bad news. I said, all right, well, give me the bad news first. He goes, all right, your mother-in-law is not going to die. He said, she's had a massive stroke. He said, in fact, she's probably going to live 20 or 30 more years. He said, the problem is this thing has rendered her unable to speak. He said, she just makes this horrible screeching noise like a parrot now. He said, it's also disabled her from using her arms, and she can't feed herself. He said, for the next 20 or 30 years, you're going to have to feed her baby food 3 times a day. He said, also, it's made her incontinent. You're going to have to change your diapers and clean her up every single day of your life. And the guy said, oh, my God. He said, what's the good news? And the doctor goes, oh, I'm just kidding with you. She died.
It's Jeff Foxworthy and Conan with a couple of mother's thoughts as Mother's Day weekend is upon us. 26 after the hour, Doug Stephens' Good Day program. So I have a 2020... sort of appropriate quiz here. 2020 quiz has to do with Anna Jarvis. I would like you, for all the marbles here, at least a nice Doug Stephan prize, to tell us what connection Anna Jarvis has to Mother's Day. Do you know who Anna Jarvis is and how she's connected to Julia Ward Howe, who is, many people say, responsible for a mother's. The first Mother's Day was actually referred to as the Mother's Day of Peace, at least in our country. But Mother's Day was created back during the Greek era, when there was a day set aside for Rhea, the mother of the gods. And that continued. It was a Christian holiday in the 17th century, the 1600s. The religious significance, the English celebrated the Mary, the mother of Christ, the day to honor Mary, and eventually became Mothering Sunday, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. All of these things are part of it. But I want to know what Anna Jarvis, who's an American, has to do with all of this. 800-510-8255, all right, as we try to get away from Osama bin Laden and talk about the weekend. It'll be hard not to have some bin Laden conversation here for sure, but this sort of gives us a chance to focus on some other things, and certainly because Mother's Day weekend is upon us, it makes good sense, makes great sense, in fact, for us to figure out what mom really is all about. You're thinking about your mother, right? Have you done the good deed? Have you done what you need to do to get a nice present for your mom? For Mother's Day, you've heard us talking all week long about the Pro Flowers deal, have you not? The great deal from Pro Flowers, the dozen roses, assorted roses for $19.99. You've seen and heard about that. Well, you have till midnight tonight, and then the offer is over because you got to get the flowers. Flowers have to be delivered to your mom by tomorrow, and they can be if you call by midnight tonight. 800-PRO-FLOWERS, or go online to proflowers.com and use the code Doug and get those flowers. $19.99, what a deal. Proflowers.com.
I had PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family.
We had a reunion of our unit, and you'd hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Warriors should know that resources are available. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Every one of us has felt a nurse's caring and healing touch, but few of us take the time to honor them. May 6th through 12th is National Nurses Week, the perfect time to show a nurse your appreciation. The Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future recently partnered with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program, founded by fashion designer and philanthropist Donna Karen, to help nurses focus on their own well-being and personal health, reduce stress, and prolong their careers. Here is Donna Karen.
During his hospital stay, my late husband told me, always take care of the nurses. Today, the Campaign for Nursing Future is helping me fulfill his wish. I am so grateful for the scholarship fund that is allowing exceptional nurses to take part in the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program. I hope everyone will thank a nurse, not only during this week, but always.
Thank a nurse during National Nurses Week in person and on Facebook at Nursing Notes by J&J.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Some of the gossip today. I feel like we could go in any number of directions conversationally today. The Friday before Mother's Day, the end of a wild week, which saw last weekend as we began the week, actually on Sunday night, the death of Osama bin Laden and the president going to meet with the folks at Ground Zero yesterday. Meets with the Navy SEAL team today. I don't think that's a good idea, frankly. I really don't. But that's just me. I think they ought to be nowhere near any publicity, any cameras. And by the way, Michael, dig out that cut from earlier this morning. I found this astounding. The more I listen to it, it's cut 602, where the president speaks to the firefighters when he arrives at the firehouse. The thing that is, what am I missing here? We're in the digital age, so why do all of the cameras that the press uses, these photographers, all sound like they were made in 1940? Listen to the beginning of Obama's remarks and see if you can even hear him over the shuttering of the cameras.
This is a symbolic site of the extraordinary sacrifice that was made on that terrible day, almost 10 years ago. Obviously, you can't bring back...
Is that wild or not?
...friends that were lost.
Huh?
And I know that each and every one of
them... I think you got... Well, these old-time cameras that they use, my camera doesn't make any noise. Is yours? 800-510-8255. The camera's clicking away. Okay, so it's 25 before the hour. You have a 2020 sort of quickie quiz, Mother's Day quiz in the works. I've asked you to tell me who Anna Jarvis is and how she impacted, what's her connection to Mother's Day. 800-510-8255. Mother's Day created back in the Greek era as the mother of the gods Rhea was celebrated in the early spring. And then in the 1600s, the British Christians set aside a Sunday to honor Mary, the mother of Christ. And then Julia Ward Howe was connected to the early Mothering Sunday celebration in, you remember her, she wrote the words, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, right? You remember her? She was connected, but she was connected in an interesting way to Anna Jarvis. So what is the story with Anna Jarvis, who is credited with being the founder of the modern Mother's Day in America? What's her story? You tell us, you get a swell prize. 800-510-8255. Good sons should know this story. If you have the answer. Isn't that wild? Listen to those cameras as the president speaks to the firefighters. All right. So all together, we're having. I went through some of the comments that were made by some of the people this week about the death. The Italian foreign minister said bin Laden's death at the hands of U.S. forces, a victory of good over evil, of justice over cruelty. Yeah. I don't know. You look at some of the other things. The guy that runs NATO said that all nations which have joined in our efforts to combat the scourge of terrorism feel the world is a safer place today. The UN sort of has its twisters in a knot, or shorts in a twist or a knot or whatever it is, because it's against international law to violate the sovereignty of another country. The Pakistanis are just, I just think that they are bad people. It's about time that we recognize them for what they are. I said a few minutes ago, Christian Amanpour, you may not have heard me because it was a quick, sort of almost a side comment, but we have a, I don't know if you have that clip, Michael, or not.
Yep.
Oh, you do have it. Okay. Here's Christian Amanpour telling Bill Maher on his program back in 2008 that she had a source that told her that bin Laden was living in a Pakistani compound in a reasonably large city. Listen.
So isn't Osama bin Laden laughing his ass off? You've met him, does he?
I haven't met him. I wish I'd met him.
I wish I'd done an interview.
No,
he's
I just talked to somebody very knowledgeable.
Wait, she knows more Osama bin Laden.
Well, she doesn't think this woman who was in America.
But by the way, Sarah Palin.
In a villa in it's nice, comfortable villa
Cabo?
In Pakistan. Not a cave. That's all.
So, even over above all of that other, who is that? Who's that other
Gary
voice?
Gary Shanley.
Oh, that was Shanley. Yeah, that's what I thought. I recognized his voice. With the Bill Maher, Christian Amanpour. Now, she has some credibility now because the person who told her he was in this compound very comfortably was right. He was there for at least 5 years. So, I mean, all of the people, I don't mean this to sound like I'm denigrating our work, but hello, we must have known that. If she had a source that told her 3 years ago he was there, then how come it took us 3 years there? Apparently, there's some big argument that's been subsurface since the middle of the week about whether the CIA really did the good work here or whether they booted it, because there were many people who knew that he was there and had been there for years. And there were apparently CIA operatives all over the place in this town, and they were keeping an eye on him just to make sure he was there. And that takes 3 years. There's always another side. There's always another story, right? 800-510-8255. All right, Mother's Day and bin Laden. Interesting combination of conversation. Susan's in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to Good Day, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about you, sir?
May I say a happy early Mother's Day to you? I'm hoping you're somebody's mother.
I sure am. I have two kids.
Yeah. Tell us about your children.
My son's 38, and my daughter's 31, and they both work in construction, heavy equipment.
Do they? Your daughter and your son work in heavy equipment. What does your daughter do?
She runs bulldozer or 938 or 936.
Does she? Good for her. I think there's something. Do you mind if I say this? This is not meant to be disrespectful. I think there's something wonderfully interesting about women who do sort of non-traditional jobs that require a certain amount of not only physical prowess, although those machines are fairly easy to operate now, but the attitude that men have, especially in the South, toward women who do non-traditional jobs. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying this gingerly.
Yeah, I drive a truck for a living. I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, you know exactly what I'm saying then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, you set the example for her, and that was a good thing, because I think women, we've too long buttonholed or pigeonholed women. Well, women are supposed to do this and they're not supposed to do that. Why?
Right.
I bet you're great at what you do.
I've been doing it for almost 40 years.
40
Never
years.
Never had an accident and only one ticket. Yes, sir.
God bless you. There's nothing wrong with that. And did you have a husband, or sometimes women and men married get on the road like this? Have you done it by yourself all these years, or did you have somebody that worked with you?
No, my husband and I teamed, but he passed away, and I just carried on the tradition.
All right, well, good for you. I'll do a toot. Do you ever go through Framingham on the Mass Turnpike? I'll do a toot on my truck for you. How's that?
I can do it.
Yeah. All right, so what do you know about Anna Jarvis and the modern Mother's Day?
Well, I don't know if it's true or not or right, but my mother used to call it, instead of Mother's Day, she'd call it Annie's Day. And she always said that a lady named Anna come up with the Mother's Day Club.
She did, in fact.
That's what she says.
Yeah, she was an Appalachian homemaker who was inspiring. She actually, Anna Jarvis was around after the Civil War, and her daughter, in fact, was the one who started this, and Julia Ward Howe knew of them and decided the idea was so good that she would give it some more light, because Julia Ward Howe is pretty well known. So she took the, this was after, I think, 1905, as a matter of fact. The daughter decided to try to do something, and then the first official proclamation of a Mother's Day came with President Wilson in 1914. So Anna Jarvis's mother was the inspiration, and Julia Ward Howe moved it along. So I believe that's how this came to be, at least in modern Americana anyway. So you were right on there, Susan. Thank you.
Oh, my mama was right on. Bless her heart.
Your mother was right on, and bless her heart. Yes, exactly. So how do you spend Mother's Day? You on the road?
No, I'm off. I get to spend it with my kids. We'll have a big cookout.
Good for you. Well, I'll think of you, and if you hold on just a second, we'll send you something that you can wear while you're driving that truck. How's that?
That'll work there. Thank you. And you have a good day and an early Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Susan. All right, so Mother's Day created, excuse me, around that event. One of the things that you might just sort of think about is you think about your mom, who is obviously the best mom. There's no better mom than your mom, right? 800-510-8255. Let's see, we have Dr. Ken moseying in here in a few minutes. As a matter of fact, if you haven't heard the story, there's a lot of excitement this week about a couple of things that Ken and I have been talking about. This body bio program that we've introduced you to this week's pretty important stuff, and you ought to know about it. I've had my second physical this week, and the blood work that was done yesterday is going to be sent to the folks at Body Bio. This is a company that has found the key to unlocking the mysteries in your blood, and they help you specifically with your nutritional needs. In other words, you get a blood test, and you send the results of the blood test to Body Bio, and they'll tell you what you need to take in the form of vitamins, supplements, that sort of thing, what you need to be eating in order to make sure that your body has the ultimate food. This is, you don't want to be taking supplements you don't need to, and sometimes they're counterindicative of what you need. Sometimes you can take too much of anything in excess is bad for you. So those of you who are taking like 4,000 milligrams or 4 grams of fish oil, you may not need that. Here's the way to find out. Everybody needs to have a body bio report. The website is bodybioreport.com. Go there, get a blood test sent to them, and then they'll send you a form that will explain the things that need attention. There are all kinds of studies that have been done to indicate what your body needs. These people are experts. It's evidence-based. Dr. Ken loves it. Safe, natural way toward keeping you healthy and strong throughout your life. I'm having it done, as I said. Be interesting to see the results. I'll tell you when I don't keep much from you. I tell you what's going on in my life, so I'll tell you. Do yourself a favor right now, if you can. Go online, log on to bodybioreport.com, bodybioreport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today. You could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs. That's what's so important about this. If you're on prescription drugs, you may not need them. Bodybioreport.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Also, Dr. Ken and I this week have been talking a lot about this new company, Salon Paws. It's time at 12 before the hour for you to be pain-free. Every time I mention the time, I think, you know what? It really is time for you to be pain-free. I was talking to a doctor about this yesterday and how the creams that are there, it sometimes if you just put the creams that are available on, it's greasy and messy. With the Salon Paws, you have no grease. You put this patch on, and for 12 hours, you're pain-free, and you don't have to take any medications. You don't have to swallow any pills. You don't have to have an upset stomach. If you can't tolerate pills, this is the perfect relief for you. Salon Paws is the best alternative, and in order to get a hold of this, you go to the Dr. Ken website, drkenshow.com. You'll see the logo for Salon Paws right there, and with that comes the information and the ability for you to get these two powerful medicines that go to work right away on the site of your pain. And as I say, 12 hours of pain relief. How can you beat that? No greasy stuff. It's just, I mean, it's the most perfect way of handling your pain. So do what Dr. Ken suggests. In fact, what he recommends, he talks to his patients about this and gets them on it. It's the only OTC, over-the-counter patch, pain patch, approved for sale using the same rigorous clinical testing required for any prescription pain medication. So you don't have to have a prescription. You just go to drkenshow.com and click on the Salon Paws logo. Get them to send you a free patch so you see how long-lasting and effective this is. Go to drkenshow.com, order the free sample of Salon Paws today. If you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens and pick up a five-count box. It's a strange name, but the product is very good. Salon Paws. Go to drkenshow.com.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client please while supplies last.
All right. The problems of prostate cancer. Got a couple of items there today, Ken.
In the New England Journal of Medicine this morning, there's some practical information about what to do if you're diagnosed with prostate cancer. Often people recommend just watchful waiting. But if you're under 65 years old, you have a diagnosis of prostate cancer, and you have symptoms, regardless of the type of prostate cancer, we learn that surgery helps to get the surgery done as soon as possible.
All right, so vitamin E, selenium, soy, not good for prostate or ineffective?
ineffective Journal of Clinical Oncology this morning, we learned that vitamin E, selenium, and soy over 3 years did not lower the risk of people at high risk for prostate cancer.
Wow. 51 after, a good day.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Insurance. Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, helping you have another amazing day. The timely, useful, relevant, fun focus of our program often gets us around to looking at technology. There certainly is a lot of technology news, a lot of Twittering and Facebook stuff going on, and that's cool. Bottom line here this week, we look around and see all of the Twittering that's been done and how, in fact, the information first became known that bin Laden was dead. That came from there. So we certainly have everyday example on top of example of high tech. That's why we bring you a reasonable way of looking at high tech with our technology tailor. Can you guess what TV stations and what networks are doing that has helped create the decline of TV set sales? This is sort of an oxymoronic thing, but it is going on. So Alex Goldfein, who is our technology guy, is going to tell you next here on Good Day what the story is.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn Dish Soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills Cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figure I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Yesterday, I told you that the percentage of homes in the U.S. with televisions decreased for the first time in 20 years. In addition, DVD and Blu-ray disc sales fell dramatically, while consumer spending on streaming services like Netflix was up a proportional amount. Today, I want to explore this a bit further. We are simply watching our movies and shows digitally now. That means on our computers and laptops. That means on our iPads. And of course, it means on our smartphones. We can simply stream Netflix movies and entire seasons of TV shows to any of these devices. Of course, there's free services like Hulu now as well. And I have to tell you, TV stations aren't doing themselves any favors. They have entire episodes for free online. ABC, Fox, PBS all do an excellent job of providing content via their websites and apps. The TV world is changing. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, high tech and the focus. Have you still not gotten anything for Mom? Brian Osich has an idea. He's speaking here with an expert who has the 411 on what a lot of people may really want, a lot of moms may want this year.
Mother's Day is only second to Christmas when it comes to gift-giving, but that doesn't mean the same old bouquets and boxes of chocolates will cut it this year. Brett Larson is an Emmy Award-winning technology and trends reporter. Brett, what's topping wish lists this year?
With 80 million moms to shop for, more of them actually want electronic devices, things that are going to make their lives easier around the home.
So what fits the bill?
We've got a great camera for them, new from Casio, the ZS-10. It'll let you capture 14 megapixel images and shoot HD video, so you can grab baby's first steps in high definition. New from Nokia, the Astound. It's their smartphone. It also shoots pictures and video. It'll access Nokia's Obi store. From SodaStream, we have the SodaStream Genesis. It turns tap water into bubbly water, and they have about 60 different flavors you can add. And from T-Mobile, it's the T-Mobile G-Slate Android tablet computer. It's got an HD screen on it, the ability to shoot 3D images.
For more, visit killerapps.tv. That's Lifestyles from News Media Group.
Check out DougSteffen.com today. There's a story of the hero dog that helped the SEALs get bin Laden. I hope he goes to the White House today, too, to meet the president. And the video of the day today is a Happy Mother's Day card, in a manner of speaking, from your friends at Jib Jab. Kind of fun. You'll enjoy it. DougSteffen.com. 59 after on Good Day.